Why would somebody stop another person or group from helping?
On October 3rd, the Fearless Fund was forced to temporarily halt its foundation from awarding grants exclusive to Black women entrepreneurs on the basis of discrimination by race. Despite the financial barriers, two Black women entrepreneurs in Athens lean on a higher power to withstand tough times.
As far as running the business day to day is like me by myself. Administration, marketing, trying to figure those things out. And sometimes it does get a little stressful. Like, God, I need some help. But that helped make me to depend on him. So, God, what is the next step that I should do? Because I don't know at this moment.
Adrian Chappelle owns Chalice's Heavenly Inspired, a skincare business that began as a solution to a skin issue she battled personally.
When I developed skin issues, medicine didn't work for me, and it was really hard. The working, the not working on my skin and returning frustrated me so much that I just stopped doing it. My voice, an inner voice, the spiritual voice in me, said to look at oils of the Bible.
Tiffany Moment owns Worthy in God, a faith-based apparel business sold exclusively online.
I had to really, really think about it. Like, how has God been worthy in my life? And how can I encourage and motivate other people to know that they are worthy between their trials and tribulations and struggles? Is people get depressed. They have anxiety. They lose who they are. So I'm like, well, God is showing me this is much more than just a clothing brand.
Faith in God doesn't mean they don't face challenges. Like many small business owners, financial hardship is a battle both women have had to face.
The struggle is real. It is hard. And we don't want to take the approach of getting in credit debt, getting loans. I mean, that is devastating. People fall into debt. Like, why do we want that system to continue to go into our lives?
With new affirmative action legislation, scholarships and grants originally created to provide opportunities for minority groups are now deemed discriminatory and a violation of equal rights. Even so, Chappelle and Moment remain unwavered, knowing that despite the circumstances, their business is rooted because of their faith.
It hasn't been easy, but I smile with it every day and know I'm still doing the right thing. There's a purpose in it.